This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 261 for Wednesday, February 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly higher Wednesday morning, with only the lightly traded new crop contracts posting small losses. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola down a dollar to up over $7, March up $6.70 at $1,029.50 per ton. Canola does remain stuck in a sideways trading range from a chart perspective, holding just below nearby highs. The USDA releases updated supply-demand data later today, and any surprises are likely to dictate the direction in the grains and oilseeds throughout the session. Attention will be on South American soybean production estimates. Canada's tight supply situation does remain supportive after Stats Can reported yesterday that canola stocks as of December 31st at only 7.6 million tons were well below the 13.3 million tons on hand at the same time a year ago. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with positioning ahead of that monthly USDA report a feature. Soybeans up 15 cents in the March contract at $15.84 per bushel. Export demand is underpinning the market as the USDA announced flash sales of 240,000 tons of soybeans to China. Uncertainty over the size of South American crops remained a feature. The harvest in Brazil is running ahead of schedule, but recent rains have caused some delays. General expectations are for downward revisions to production numbers out of Brazil and Argentina in today's report. Smaller South American corn crops are also expected. That's lending some support to that market. The March corn contract up 8 cents at $6.41 per bushel. World and U.S. corn ending stocks numbers are also expected to see downward revisions. Wheat is higher across the board with chart-based positioning a feature. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the March contract at $9.47 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in March at $8.09 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 5 cents in the March contract at $7.84 per bushel. Only minor adjustments to the world and U.S. wheat numbers are expected in today's report, although yesterday's tighter-than-expected wheat stocks from Statistics Canada did remain supportive, especially for spring wheat. Persistent dryness concerns in some U.S. winter wheat growing areas also helped underpin the market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.